Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Chicago is on fire. We talk about my original hometown and what is happening to a once beautiful city that has been taken over by terrorists. Please consider supporting our program. I first want to say thank you to those of you that support our program at charliekirk.com/support. If it's $10, $50, $100, whatever it is, thank you guys so much for getting behind us and for helping us out at charliekirk.com/support. charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions freedom at charliekirk.com and type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit subscribe. And actually, you'll hear at the end of this episode if you want to win a MAGA doctrine. However, if you want to get a signed copy of Donald Trump Jr.'s new book, for the first 15 people that type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, subscribe it and email it to us and get a friend to do the same, then I'll send you a copy of Don's new book, which comes out very soon. That's right, new offer right here if you can prove you're subscribed. Type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe and email it to us. Give us a 5-star review. We take on Chicago. Lori Lightfoot, Joe Biden, and all the Democrats, buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Terror in Chicago. Chicago is burning again. I woke up pretty early on Monday morning, and I started to watch footage of what was happening the night prior in my original hometown, Chicago. I'm originally from the suburbs of Chicago. I went to Wheeling High School, and I love the city. I love everything about Chicago. I love the people. I love the history. At least at one point, I loved everything about Chicago. It's really hard for me to be proud of this city anymore. I'm a huge Cubs fan. I'm a huge Bears fan. I think that the hardest working people in the country are from Chicago. I really believe that. I've always said it, that Chicago has a unique and special work ethic, a Midwestern work ethic. We're going to be talking about this at length during this episode. It is easier for you to just go look at the video footage yourself. This is from Fox News. Widespread looting in Chicago caught on video after police-involved shooting. I encourage you to go look at the footage. I encourage you to go look at the footage of what has just been happening in Chicago. Hundreds of people were seen looting stores such as Nordstrom, Walgreens, and Macy's. I was getting text messages from friends in Chicago that were completely apolitical. Some of them had completely woken up. They said, Charlie, I've been listening to some of your podcasts. You've been warning about the crime spree, what happens if we do not stand up against it, and now it's in the best neighborhood of Chicago, Streeterville. What do we do? I said, well, stop electing Democrats. That would be a good start. And there are a lot of people that are very afraid. I also got texts from people that said, Charlie, this crime spree is out of control. This is all Trump's fault. Just so you know, I got plenty of messages like that. Of people that are blaming President Donald Trump for the crime spree of criminals and thugs and gangbangers. Somehow that's President Donald Trump's fault. I really believe America is the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. And I want to continue to believe that. And if people continually vote these people into office, I don't know what I'm going to think anymore. This is from the article, quote, videos circulating online show widespread looting and clashes with police across Chicago's Magnificent Mile shopping district early Monday, sparked by an officer-involved shooting hours earlier that left a 20-year-old man wounded. And we even saw some unbelievable footage of Tesla and their storefront getting looted. And that's a great time, it's a great transition, to actually talk about our good friends at Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes of cars and models such as Fiat, Kia, Pacifica, and XT5, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? and wait while a counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing only the brand his warehouse happens to carry for an extra premium or higher price. You have computers with access to rockauto.com right at home in your pocket. You can do it yourself. Be self-reliant. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for more important things like the mortgage or for food. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? For example, maybe you have a Delphi FG1456 fuel pump assembly for a 2005-2010 Honda Odyssey for $353.99 at Advance, which is a big chain store, and $225.79 at rockauto.com. These are real examples. So go right now to rockauto.com. It's a family business. They do terrific work. They serve auto parts and customers online for over 20 years. You go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks. So right now, you go to rockauto.com. When you check out, tell them our show sent you, Charlie Kirk, so they know that the Charlie Kirk show sent you. Remember, it's rockauto.com. Rockauto.com. Go straight to the website right now. Do something about it. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts you'll ever need. Rock Auto. So what started all of this nonsense? And again, I really encourage you to look at this footage yourself. You're going to see this and you're going to say, this is not America. This is something out of Nicaragua or Southeast Asia or something that looks like a revolution. This is not America. So what started all of this insanity? Well, Attorney General Bill Barr referred to it as urban guerrilla warfare. Now, some people are calling that racist. Well, they don't know what the term guerrilla means. And if you all of a sudden hear guerrilla and you think it is racist, then you're actually the racist. Because guerrilla means underground. It doesn't mean an animal. It's not trying to make any sort of racial implications. That is a lazy and sloppy analysis. The violence and the rioting began Sunday afternoon after police responded to a report of a man with a gun in the city's Englewood neighborhood. Police pursued the suspect, who was on foot when he turned, quote, and turned and fired shots at officers before being struck himself and taken to a local hospital. Deputy Chief of Police Delonda Talley told Fox 32 Chicago. To make a situation even worse, a crowd which had gathered at the scene started throwing objects at officers, like concrete, bricks, and blocks. Why? Over a false rumor that the suspect, who is 20 years old, was actually a young child. He's 20 years old and he shoots at police. He should be in prison. The suspect had previously been arrested 4 times for charges including burglary, child endangerment, and domestic battery. Seems like a real winner for society. Listen, we never celebrate when a life is lost. But from all indications, this was a justified shooting. So the same rumors that agitated the crowd surrounding the scene of the shooting started spreading online. These false rumors were quickly spread on social media, followed by calls for looting and rioting. And then overnight, Chicago burned. This is terrorism. This is insurrection. This is not time to play nice or to say, oh, they had to get their feelings out. This is no different than if Al-Qaeda came into our country and started to burn storefronts and to shoot police officers. It is no difference. The only difference is that these people happen to be citizens of the United States. They need to be arrested. They need to be tried and put in prison for the rest of their life. There's going to be a zero tolerance policy at all whatsoever. And if a police officer is threatened in any way, shape, or form, they should be able to defend themselves. I know people in Chicago, including many people I'm very close to, that were texting me about this, and they said, the country is out of control. It's spiraling out of control. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. I know the city. We would visit there once a week. I know the streets that have just turned into absolute bedlam. And for those of you that have never been to Chicago or you've only visited once or twice, you might say, oh, what is the difference? Chicago has always been a city where controversies and riots have happened. But it's Chicago's ability to be able to overcome that, despite all the institutional and political corruption, that made Chicago a safe place to live, generally in certain parts, despite the gang neighborhoods like Englewood. But that's not where this happened. You have to understand where the looting and the rioting and the arson was happening. It would be as if the rioters went straight into Beverly Hills, which they have in recent weeks, or the rioters went straight into Madison Avenue. This was in Streeterville in Chicago, one of the nicest parts of one of the greatest, once great cities in the world. Police arrested over 100 people so far on charges ranging from disorderly conduct to battery against police. However, the district attorney for Chicago, Kim Fox, who is another incredibly dangerous person, she's letting first-degree murderers out on cash bail. And we're all surprised all of a sudden that crime is running the streets in Chicago. 13 officers were injured or hurt in the rioting. This includes a sergeant who was struck in the face with a bottle, another officer who had his nose broken from looters who assaulted him, and a security guard and a civilian who are now in critical condition after being hit with gunfire during looting overnight. 5 guns in total have been recovered from those arrested. The Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown said, quote, "This was an incident of pure criminality. This was an act of violence against our police officers and against our city. I, for one, refuse to allow these cowardly acts to hold our city hostage. CPD will not stand by as our beautiful downtown becomes some place that people fear." He's a total loser, this guy David Brown, okay? I've had enough of these guys' statements. Now, he might be on the right side generally. None of these people wanted President Trump's support. None of these people. President Trump wanted to bring in federal forces and federal agents, and all of them, including Mary Lori Lightfoot, who might have said something nicely, all of a sudden, they don't want it. We get to that in a second. And look, we're also getting reports that the Chicago Police Department detectives will comb over high-definition footage of suspects and vehicles from the looting scenes, suggesting that more arrests are coming. I hope so. I mean, look, I might be too hard on David Brown, but my patience is wearing so thin. I mean, they're not doing their job. They're just not. They're overseeing an entire city where there are hundreds and hundreds of black people that are shooting hundreds and hundreds of other black people every single summer. He said this, "I pledge to pursue these offenders to the fullest extent of the law. A heavy police presence will continue throughout the downtown area today until further notice." I guess that sounds all right, but why now? Why all of a sudden now, tough guy? I mean, the city is done. Chicago is gone. If you live in Chicago, get out as quickly as you possibly can. This will not get better. It won't. This will turn into some form of a dystopian Gotham City. It will not turn around because Democrats are continually in control. This isn't a protest about justice, by the way. This isn't poor people looking for money to feed their family. This is lawlessness. This is widespread chaos. So let's play a clip of David Brown talking to reporters. Frankly, sounding sensible, but I'm tougher on David Brown than most conservatives because I've seen the Chicago police be completely inactivated for so long during the riots and during the arson. And some of it's political. Some of it is just because the police do not want to go into certain neighborhoods and they've not taken responsibility for what they're supposed to do. Play tape.
It almost sounds as though you're saying this is the reason we have it is because the courts and the prosecutors were not doing their job, that they were going too easy on the looters from the last time around.
Don't take it from me. Just go by what's been done.
I don't
want to do your job for you, but just go by what's been done. There were no consequences for the people arrested.
But now let's play the absolute disgrace to America, the new worst mayor on the planet. Play tape of Lori Lightfoot.
Let's be clear. I mean, and don't bait us, okay? Do not bait us. This is a serious situation. People are concerned about their safety. Officers are concerned about their safety. So don't bait us. What we're saying is, as a result of what happened last night, there have to be consequences. We've got teams of people that are aggressively out there identifying the people responsible, looking at the plates, and we're going to bring them to justice. But when we do, and we do make those arrests, our expectation is that this is going to be treated with the level of seriousness that it should be, period. Don't try to bait us, mischaracterize, pit one against the other. We're not playing that. We are in a serious situation here, and we need a serious response. That's what we're saying, period.
Lori Lightfoot is a disgrace. In fact, the president has offered to send in the National Guard many times to protect my hometown of Chicago. But she only used it as an opportunity to attack the president. Play tape.
And again, no, we do not need federal troops in Chicago. period, full stop. I'm sure the president will have his way with this incident, but I'm calling upon him to do the things that we do need. We need common sense gun control. We cannot continue to have circumstances where anybody and their brother can go off across the border or in other parts of Illinois and bring illegal guns into the city of Chicago. That is something that the federal government is uniquely qualified to handle, and we need the president to step up and do that.
So she said, we don't need more federal troops. The president is going to have his way with violence, and she blames gun violence on Indiana. Lori Lightfoot doesn't care about black people. She doesn't. She happens to be black. She doesn't care about black people. And this is the same note she's been sounding since the beginning of BLM Incorporated. Let's play the clip from the 17th of June where she's trying to score points, where she claims Trump is trying to score points at his base and that the mayors are getting it done. Play tape.
That they're going to take us on and make us look bad because that'll score points with their base. And to that, I've said, and I'll say again, good luck. The mayors are getting it done.
Yeah, sure you are. You're getting it done. You're allowing black lives to just be killed innocently. By other black people, by the way. You don't care about them. You don't. Here's another clip from the absolute dangerous individual by the name of Lori Lightfoot, calling Trump sending in federal peacekeeping law enforcement officers tyranny and dictatorship. Play tape.
That's not democracy that we saw unfolding on the streets of Portland as a result of this federal action. That's what we call tyranny and dictatorship. And we are not having it in Chicago.
No, the real tyrants are the micro tyrants enabled by you, Mayor Lightfoot. President Trump actually cares about black people. Mayor Lightfoot doesn't care about black people. I hate to be that blunt. I hate to be that honest. But if you see a city you care about burn like Chicago is right now, I've come to the conclusion the Democrats, they couldn't care less about the citizens that they are pledged to oversee. They just don't. They do not care about the people they are supposed to govern. Chicago politics is the most corrupt system on the planet. It is. I don't know if the planet is fair. There might be some Central American banana republics that are more corrupt, but they're pretty close. Chicago is on fire. They are blaming Republicans for this and Donald Trump. But they have a Democrat mayor, and they've had a Democrat mayor since 1931. The governor of Illinois is a Democrat. The entire legislature is a supermajority of Democrats. Every single alderman in the city of Chicago is a Democrat. All the congressmen that represent Chicago are Democrats. Now, I do have to say, maybe Ilhan Omar's native Mogadishu in Somalia might be worse than Chicago, but it's a coin toss. Do you see the pattern that is happening in Chicago? Democrat-controlled city. If there's any city where we could say, man, where have Democrats ruled with absolute monopoly and authority? That is Chicago. You know, when Democrats take control, things will burn, children will die, and black people will be in perpetual poverty. I wish it wasn't the case. I actually don't like being overly partisan on this podcast. Many of you listen, and you know that I am very, very intense against Republicans a lot. In fact, I went after Senator Mike Braun. I've gone after many people on this program that are Republicans. But I'm just going to tell you as clearly as I possibly can without saying team red good and team blue bad, that when you just have one party that it happens to be the most corrupt political party in the history of our country rule a city for almost 90 years, this is what you get. You get widespread terror, thuggery, and criminality. And I wish it wasn't the case. I wish that Democrats could actually be reasonable governors and people that were able to actually oversee civil society. Mayor Daley, who was a Democrat, was an okay mayor, but he was incredibly corrupt. He never would have let this happen. And we'll get into that in just a second. Now, we're running a business. HR issues can absolutely kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and more. HR manager salaries are not cheap. In fact, they're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically just for small businesses. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liabilities to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business. And they help you manage your employees day to day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, there are no hidden fees. You can cancel anytime. I love this program. You guys should get it right now. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/Kirk right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/Kirk. It's spelled Bambee.com/Kirk. And so, look, in the last clip that we played for you, Mayor Lori Lightfoot referenced the city of Portland. It's not a great city. It was a once great city. Portland is an absolute dumpster fire. It is a city that might have been nice in the past, but I think some people might think this is a little strange, but that's fine. I don't really care. It can be the sunniest, brightest day in Portland. It can be the brightest, sunniest day in San Francisco, and it's the darkest day of the year for me because of just how much anti-Christianity, anti-West, anti-Americanism, and just widespread darkness there is across those cities. And I don't mean any offense to anyone that might be in those cities right now, but my goodness, when I go to the city of Portland, I see things that I don't see anywhere else. And we have plenty of supporters, by the way, that listen from San Francisco and Portland, and we love you guys. I'm just saying that it's a very dark place, and I hope you be a light in those dark places, and God bless you for that. Now, look, another feckless mayor from Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler, he apparently changed his tone on the so-called peaceful protesters terrorizing a city. Listen to Kayleigh McEnany. She did an amazing job. She destroyed the mayor of Portland in Monday's press conference. Play tape.
And then finally, one thing I want to leave you guys with is that 18 days ago, Mayor Ted Wheeler tweeted, "What I saw last night in Portland was powerful in many ways. I listened, heard, and stood with protesters, and I saw what it means when the federal government unleashes paramilitary forces against its own people." He, in fact, called our federal agents paramilitary forces. And around this same time, our federal officers were facing rioters, barricading officers inside the courthouse, trapping officers inside, launching of commercial-grade fireworks. A federal agent's hand was impaled by planted nails. Three officers were at least temporarily, blinded when a laser was put in their eyes. This has been an ongoing tactic by the rioters. That was 18 days ago when Mayor Wheeler stood with the rioters and against the, quote, paramilitary forces. But just 4 days ago, it appears Mayor Wheeler had a change of heart as local officers took over the situation in Portland. And he now, I guess this is what he believes now, quote, "When you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people who you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating, you are attempting to commit murder." He could not be more right about that. It is a drastic change. It took him 73 days, I suppose, to come up with that realization. And what we're seeing in Portland with 6 nights in a row, riots being declared. On Wednesday, you had some of these rioters shining lasers in officers' eyes, disable security cameras, broke windows, use boards to barricade the doors and start a fire with 20 sworn officers and civilian employees inside. This is unacceptable, and it is encouraging to see that the liberal mayor of Portland finally seems to realize that. Thank you, everyone.
Wheeler is yet another mayor who tried to play tough with President Trump, who is now admitting what should have been plainly obvious, that this is crime. This is violence. This is the destruction of our cities. This is not, quote, peaceful protesters exercising their First Amendment rights. And this is a perfect segue to Attorney General Barr's amazing interview on Life, Liberty, and Levin. Barr called the left's insatiable need for power a, quote, new form of domestic guerrilla warfare. Attorney General Barr went on with the great one on Mark Levin. I've been on the show before. It was great to see the Attorney General to discuss the crime wave that is infecting our cities like Chicago, like Portland, like New York City, and so many others. He called BLM Incorporated a, quote, revolutionary group that is interested in some form of socialism or communism. They're essentially Bolsheviks. Their tactics are fascistic, which means fascist. Their tactics are what he called a new form of urban guerrilla warfare. Play tape.
In this document, this research, they talk about the roots of Antifa in the Bader-Meinhof gang in Germany and other really violent radical organizations in the United States, similar to the Black Panthers similar to the weather underground, except they're more networked, they're better organized. They seem to have more ammunition of sorts to use against police officers and so forth. And apparently they get a lot of their funding online. I have to believe that that our agencies and so forth are really trying to construct some kind of scenario about what we're dealing with and how to undo this. Am I close?
It's a form of sort of, it's a new form of urban guerrilla warfare. You know, Mao Tse Tung used to speak about the gorilla being like fish swimming in the ocean, the way the gorilla moves through the people. The gorilla hides out among the people as a fish in the ocean. And what they do is they are essentially shielding themselves or shrouding themselves in First Amendment activity. They go into the demonstrations, which are exercising First Amendment activity, and they insinuate themselves in there to shield themselves. That's where they swim. And what they do is they hijack these demonstrations, and they provoke violence, and they have various tiers of people from the sort of top provocateurs down through people who are their minions and sort of run the violent missions. But it's a difficult phenomenon to deal with. They're highly organized at these demonstrations.
So he makes some very important points here, a distinction, actually, that is really being overlooked, that these rioters and domestic terrorists are co-opting what could have been a peaceful movement. Like we've always said before on this show, the phrase Black Lives Matter is a true statement, a factual statement. Every life matters. All lives matter. Every race matters. The problem with BLM Incorporated, and people are finally waking up to this, is that they're a Marxist insurgency organization operating under the guise of a humanitarian pro-America cause. And it goes all the way up to the top of our institutions that prop up these guerrilla warriors. Rudy Giuliani went on Fox News and called BLM Incorporated a domestic terror group. Play tape.
It's a very, very strange society they want to set up. And so far, they haven't said a single word, even when the terrible violence is taking place by Antifa or by Black Lives Matter, both of whom are domestic terrorist groups, without any doubt.
So this is a new level for a politician, as Rudy Giuliani, to say this. But Mayor Giuliani is completely right. The chaos has spread across these cities, and he knows how to stop it because he did it in the early 90s in New York City. Do you see the tone shifting? People are finally waking up to what we have been saying on this program for quite some time, the revolutionary spirit of chaos. Now, in the same interview, Attorney General Bill Barr makes a point that we've been making here since late May. I want to thank those of you that have been listening to us and have been subscribed and supporting our program at charliekirk.com/support because you have helped get our message out to millions and millions of people since this arson and terror has started in late May. And here's the point that we said, is that the Democrat Party has devolved into the party of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the absolute fool from France, who so many Democrats find inspiration from. If you don't know who Jean-Jacques Rousseau is, you can stay subscribed to our program. We will continue to mention him. We've done some programs on him in the past, and we'd love to walk you through who he is if you are a new listener. The left doesn't care about people. They only care about power. And their blind lust for power is propped up by what Attorney General Bill Barr described as a monolithic, mainstream, activist media. And so the left and the media tacitly, if not expressly, condone the exact type of terror that overtook Chicago this weekend. And I want to get further into that, especially some of the headlines that how people were describing what was happening in Chicago. But first, I want to talk to you about cell coverage. I want to talk to you about who's your wireless provider, AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile. What if I told you that PureTalk USA uses the exact same network as one of those carriers, same towers, same exact coverage, but it costs you half. It's literally, this is a free money commercial. If you do this, you save money. I know it sounds crazy, but when I first heard of PureTalk, I thought this is too good to be true. But then I went through the customer reviews. I talked to them. It's incredible. Lori from Menasha, Wisconsin said, I switched from a major cell service on the recommendation of an advertisement I heard. I'm paying way less and receiving equally good service. I've convinced other family members to follow suit. And they're very pleased too. Thanks, PureTalk. I couldn't be happier. Switching is so easy. All you have to do is you keep your phone and they'll send you a new SIM card. So you get the same great service you currently have, but at half the price. Listen to this. Unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data is just $20 a month. The average person, they're saving $400 a year. So why is it so much cheaper than AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile? Well, there's no retail stores, no billion-dollar a year ad campaigns, no value adds to your contract that you end up paying for, and you only pay for the data that you need. Their customer service is right here in the United States, and their CEO is a U.S. veteran who understands what it means to serve this country. So here's the deal. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, plus 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. All you need to do is grab your mobile phone, dial #250, say the keyword Charlie Kirk, and that's #250, keyword Charlie Kirk. And when you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. And so now what's happening in these cities? As these mayors and city governments have failed to protect the basic safety of their citizens and of you, if you're listening to this, your city governments, if you're in a big city, they failed you. You are in danger. So go buy a firearm, number one. And that's a nice transition to exactly a point I had written down here in some research I did. And those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support, you allow us to have the best research team in the entire podcast space. In July of 2020, we saw nearly 1.8 million new gun sales, 1.795 to be specific, a new record and an increase of over 133% over July 2019. July is the fifth consecutive month to set a new gun sales record. FBI background checks indicate in 2020 has now seen at least 10 million guns sold. Many of these sales are to first-time buyers, including minorities. Maybe this will be a new winning issue for conservatives with minorities, gun rights, and it should be. 81% of Black Americans want police to maintain or increase a local presence, a new Gallup poll revealed Thursday. We talk about this in our previous AMA. I encourage you guys to download that episode as well, or Ask Me Anything. We talk about how Black Americans do not want police out of their neighborhoods, but it's the white liberals who think that Black Americans need less police. And I went through some of the news coverage. And instead of talking about the looting and the rioting and the vandalism, how are people talking about this? How are people covering this? NBC News Chicago. Access to downtown Chicago to be restricted overnight. Oh, I wonder why. The Washington Post said this. Looters smash business windows along Chicago's Magnificent Mile after police-involved shooting. Yeah, that's all they did. They just smashed windows. CNN. A fence goes up in Chicago after the mayor scolded residents gathered at Montrose Beach. That's the CNN headline when it comes to Chicago. They had another one they wrote later, which was just as ridiculous. You look at the coverage of what has been happening in Chicago. The media, the activist media, is covering for them. The activist media does not want to tell you that Chicago is now a terror zone. I mean, I'm getting live reports from people that I know in the Chicago Police Department. I'm getting live reports from detectives that I know all across the Chicagoland area and incredible people. You know what they've been saying? They've been showing me pictures. Not what the pictures I'm getting and the videos I'm getting in Chicago, the bridges are all drawn up. They have Chicago police in full military tactical gear. I mean, you feel as if the entire city has turned into a war zone, because it has. And this is what happens when you do not clamp down on problems. Problems that are not addressed multiply. That is the case in your marriage. It's the case in a relationship. It's the case with a friend. It's the case in a city. It's the case in a community. And we have seen a massive skyrocketing effect of crime. We have now normalized terrorism in the biggest cities across our country. Chicago will never be the same. Property values will plummet. The rich will go live in Aspen, or they'll go live in Palm Beach. Property taxes will go up. Schools will fail. And we will now have a collection of 15 to 20 continually Democrat-run cities where a Black person is more likely to join a gang than graduate high school, where a young Black person is more likely to probably, unfortunately, be raised without a father than with a father. But the Democrats, all they want to do is blame Donald Trump. Lori Lightfoot does not want any sort of federal help at all whatsoever. Lori Lightfoot is much more interested in making sure that Black individuals cannot go to church, instead of making sure that the looting and the rioting and the arson and the terrorism discontinues. This from NBC Chicago, updated just a couple minutes ago. It says this: Republican leader urges Chicago to bring a National Guard. Lightfoot says no. Lori Lightfoot continues by saying, we do not believe this is an incident that requires the National Guard. And J.B. Pritzker, who, if he ever had to outrun somebody, he would lose. Just look, J.B. Pritzker is a total spoon-fed socialist loser. He was, let's just say he was born on third and he thought he hit a triple. J.B. Pritzker has not, or he has not worked an honest day in his entire life, okay? He comes from the Pritzker-Hyatt family fortune. He is a complete and total limousine liberal socialist and probably one of the worst individuals I could possibly think in all of government. So as we're doing this podcast, there are going to be people right now that are alive in Chicago that will be murdered because of the arson, the looting, and the terrorism. And Lori Lightfoot does not care. And Democrats do not care. What happens next? Well, we're going to cover that all throughout this week. But they're going to go to the suburbs. The criminals and the thugs will not stop. In fact, criminals and thugs love Joe Biden because he's going to allow criminals and thugs off easy, criminals and thugs without any sort of intense prosecution, and innocent people will die. We're going to cover this even more this week. It's time for us to start fighting for a decent and reasonable and civil society because this will not get better unless we demand law and order and a country that functions for the innocent, for the people that cannot defend themselves. And right now, we do not have that, especially in the once great city of Chicago that I am so incredibly disgusted at what has happened at the city that used to be a place of opportunity and a place of entrepreneurship. And some of my greatest friends have come from there and I have talked to them today and they are gone and they are done. That's why I'm a Florida resident. Chicago, you're going to burn to the ground and it makes me so sad because innocent people are going to suffer because of it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please support our program at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. Please email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Type in Charlie Kirk Show right now to your podcast provider. Make sure you're subscribed. And for the first five people that show us that you are subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show, you get a signed copy of the New York Times bestseller, The MAGA Doctrine. Type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe, and give us a five-star review. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please email me your questions or your thoughts directly, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. God bless.